Washington, D.C. Make some noise, though.
At the Anthem Auditorium in Washington, D.C., 1,100 members from all branches of the military settle in for an evening with the trappings of home. Hot dogs, comedy, and country music.
D.C., you better crank this up!
It's a modern version of the shows the USO started putting on nearly 8 decades ago, at a very different time in American history.
Howdy do, fellas. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling each Nazi that's in Russia today that Crimea doesn't pay.
The USO got its start before the U.S. formally entered World War II. When war came, Bob Hope was one of the most famous comedians at the time. He entertained the troops from the Southwest Pacific to the European theater. He continued through Korea, Vietnam, and the First Gulf War.
When I went with Bob, there were 85 of us.
Actress Anne Margaret performed alongside Bob Hope in 1968.
There were hairdressers and makeup people and thousands of men and women just sitting in the sun waiting for us to perform.
Anne Margaret was honored at the Washington event for her service to the USO. But the event wasn't just about the past. It's about spotlighting what the USO is doing now. Yes, there are still shows, but USO President and CEO J.D. Crouch says it's about more than that. He says the USO improves the well-being of service members by reminding them that somebody back home hasn't forgotten about them.
The big challenge of military life for these people, men and women, it's not sort of fear of battle or those sorts of things, which us ordinary civilians might think. It's separation.
In America, a lot's changed since the days of Bob Hope. Around 12% of the country served during World War II. Today, less than 1% of the country is on active duty. Mary Beth Ulrich at the U.S. Army War College says that's affected the troops.
That leads to a perception that they are carrying the burden for the country, and increasingly the perception that this is something that other people do, the people in the service being those other people.
Battling those perceptions is now part of the USO's latest mission. To that end, 400 civilians were welcomed to the show. For some, like D.C. resident Daniel Kleinbaum, it was their first exposure to the USO.
I mean, I've heard the name, but I was walking by earlier and saw that there was an event going on, so looked it up and then decided to come back a few hours later.
Once inside, civilians were given a rare glimpse of military life. USO Senior Operations Manager Emily Flint.
So this is a USO center mimicking what it would look like if you were in a center in Iraq. So we have the comforts of home, you know, the couches, the pillows, the blankets. We have a TV system over here with the PS4, and actually two service members are playing right now.
In the back, there's a refrigerator full of sodas and a corner where service members can record books for their kids. Marine Corporal Justin Countryman.
You may not have talked to your family for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You maybe haven't had a good meal in, you know, 2 months. And then you walk into a USO, and the bare minimum, you have at least a phone call. They're just, it's welcoming. You know what I mean? It's warm.
The civilians here at the Anthem were also treated to a staple in the USO experience, the show. For one of the headliners, comedian Paula Poundstone, it was a different experience to perform for a largely military crowd.
It is a little bit daunting, to be honest with you. You know, this is a person who's been through something that I couldn't possibly understand, and how now do I relate to them? And I think the answer is just be a human being.
Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going!
A lot has changed in the last 80 years, but to service members, a soda, a laugh, and a hot meal still go a long way when they're far from home.
So thank you, thank you, thank you for your service.
In Washington, I'm Austin Cross.